Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now in Hillsboro. We have a crash causing some huge delays on 85 northbound. I'll show you which exit you want to avoid.
And it's a cool start this morning with temperatures mostly in the 40s. We have a more typical week ahead in terms of January feeling temperatures.
Tonight here in Apex, the community will come together to remember the two victims who were killed earlier this month in an Apex neighborhood. We're hearing from the mayor ahead of a vigil tonight.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us on your Monday, January 29th. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your early Monday morning right now, 8 a.m. And Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Sunshine
yes.
for just about everyone. That's great. We had some clouds earlier, too.
And we did. Those really cleared out quickly. We had, of course, a good bit of cloud cover at the end of the day yesterday with that big drop in our temperature with our cold front coming through. It's all clearing out, looking beautiful in Durham right now. You can see the Lucky Strike Tower there, 45 degrees in the triangle. It's going to be a little breezy as we're sort of making this transition from that warmer air at the beginning of the day yesterday to more January feeling conditions for the next few days. 45 in Rocky Mount, 44 Clinton, 41 in Southern Pines. It's 39 up in Roxborough right now. We take a look at our wind gusts. We were gusting up to 20, 25 in Fayetteville earlier. It looks like the winds have quieted down just a little bit, but we're still looking at 5 to 10 miles per hour out of the northwest, which will continue to push some chilly air in today. We climb to 55 for the high this afternoon. Today and tomorrow look dry, but Wednesday will bring us our best chance for rain. I'll walk you through the timeline and show you how much we'll see coming up. Brian?
8:02 right now, Elizabeth. Breaking news in Hillsboro with a crash on 85 northbound, blocking the left lane about a mile beyond on the NC86 interchange. Heavy delays showing up on the camera out there. You can see the sensors also indicating a huge 41-minute delay as you leave Hillsboro heading out toward Durham. Let's take a look at it on the map and show you exactly where those delays begin right now. They are starting all the way back in the Eflin community on 85 northbound, well before you get to that I-40 split. And then from there, it extends to, again, about a mile beyond NC86. So if you're in Hillsboro and you can get to 70, you 70 to head out toward I-85 in the Eno community, and then from there your ride into Durham looks pretty clear. Again, that left lane is blocked, maybe a little while before that's cleared up. All new here at 8:02, we have a report of a crash out on the east side of Raleigh, blocking lanes on 87 southbound between New Hope Road and the 440 split there. You can see where it looks like maybe that center lane is blocked, traffic trying to get around both sides of that right now. They're trying to get all this moved over to the right shoulder so that we can get traffic flowing freely again through that area. Sensors indicate that the delays begin right around Hodge Road and extend through New Hope Road. About a 16-minute backup right now on 87 southbound. Again, almost all that between Hodge and 440. You might consider using 64 Business or Newbern Avenue as a good alternate route. Heavy delays just south of Wake Forest with a crash at Forestville Road at Foundation Drive near Heritage High School, especially on that southbound side of Forestville Road, seeing some very heavy backups right now. Also some lingering delays in southern Franklin County with a crash on 64 westbound just beyond the Tant Road interchange. Pick it up from Highway 39 and you'll be on the other side of those backups. If you're getting ready to head out right now, you can listen to our live newscast and these traffic reports in the car at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham.
All right, thanks, Brian. Following some breaking news out of Durham, several school bus routes in Durham Public Schools will not run today because of ongoing staffing challenges and shortages. 5 routes on the Northern Division, 4 in the Southwest Division, and 1 in the Southeast Division will not run this morning or this afternoon. You see the list right here on your screen. The school district is asking parents to find alternate ways to get their kids to and from school today.
It's been exactly 2 weeks since Nancy Taylor and Gabrielle Raymond were shot and killed in an Apex neighborhood. Today, the community will gather to honor their memory. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from Apex Town Hall. And Laura, tonight's event, just another way the town is honoring these victims.
Tonight, the town of Apex will light that water tower on Hunter Street purple to show that symbolic color of healing. I spoke with Mayor Jock Gilbert, and he tells me it was really the community who encouraged these next steps to support the families. They're going to gather here at Town Hall, many people wanting to come together to remember the two lives cut short. 69-year-old Nancy Taylor and 37-year-old Gabrielle Raymond were gunned down in their neighborhood. After this unspeakable tragedy, Apex Town Council held a moment of silence at last week's meeting. Mayor Gilbert tells me tonight's vigil was organized by the police department as well. The mayor, police chief Jason Armstrong, and a spokesperson from both families will share remarks.
I want everyone to understand that this family is really challenged with this moment in time. So we have to surround them with our love and support. And that's what we'll continue to do and really illuminate the love and also the impact that they had in our community.
The suspect, Harry Hardman, will be back in court on Monday, February 5th. As we know, he did live in the same neighborhood as the victims. The vigil begins tonight at 5:15. Laura Levine, WREL News in Apex.
And following some breaking news this morning, northbound lanes of I-95 in Harnett County have reopened after an earlier tractor-trailer crash. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. The crash happened near the Long Branch Road exit in Dunn just before 3 this morning. It caused major backups on I-95 as crews worked to clear the scene. Nobody was hurt. And this morning, police are searching for a driver they say hit a Go Raleigh bus. It happened last night at the intersection of Oak Road and Carolina Pines Avenue. You can see the damage to the front of the Go Raleigh bus and the windshield. Someone was taken off the bus and put into an ambulance. Raleigh police say that person had minor injuries. The other car involved ended up off the road and the driver left the scene. Police don't have a clear description of that driver yet.
President Biden is vowing to retaliate in the Middle East after 3 American soldiers were killed in a drone attack. More than 30 troops were hurt in the strike that happened yesterday near the Jordan-Syria border. It's the first time since the war in Gaza started that U.S. troops have died at the hands of enemies in that region. Amy Kiley reports the Pentagon says it is working out when and where that response could happen.
President Joe Biden says the U.S. will respond after a drone strike killed American soldiers near the Jordan-Syria border yesterday. Officials say dozens of other U.S. service members were injured, including some who required evacuations.
We need to lift up every one of those families who lost their loved ones and every one of those families whose loved ones have been injured.
This is the first time U.S. troops have died at enemy hands in the region since the war in Gaza started. Officials say militants appear to have launched the strike from Syria, but that's not the country getting the blame.
We've been attacked more than 100 times across the Middle East in recent months, and we know it's coming from Iran.
Now, some lawmakers say going after the militants involved isn't enough. They're calling for strikes against Iran itself. Some analysts worry that could result in global conflict.
You better have a smoking gun showing that they ordered this particular strike, or you're going to create a lot of international antibodies against that action.
You got to remember that Iran is connected to not only Russia, but also China and other nations.
I'm Amy Kiley reporting.
And Iran denies any role in the attack on the U.S. base on the Jordan-Syria border.
The Raleigh police chief is meeting with the Glenwood South Business Alliance today for a conversation about reducing crime. RPD added officers in Glenwood South and the downtown business district in September. And since then, there's been a drop in crime in Glenwood South compared to the same time the year before. Police Chief Estella Patterson plans to talk about the crime reduction work, the new city noise ordinance, and more at today's private meeting that's happening from 7 to 9.
A man charged with murder and the killing of his cellmate in the Harnett County Detention Center is expected in court this morning. Devontae Hedden is charged with murdering William Searles. Searles was found dead in his cell in December of 2022. An autopsy revealed Searles was physically assaulted and sustained blunt force trauma to the head. Searles was serving a 30-day sentence for violating probation and was set to be released just days later.
The matchup is set for Super Bowl 58, and it's a rematch from 4 years ago. The Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers will play in the big game February 11th. The Chiefs got there with a win over the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game, winning 17-10. This is the fourth time in the last five seasons the Chiefs have made it to the Super Bowl. They're the defending champs, and they're trying to be the first team in almost 20 years to win it back-to-back.
49ers, meantime, punched their ticket to the Super Bowl with a come-from-behind win over the Detroit Lions. Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy led the way as the 49ers came back from a 24-7 halftime deficit. They scored 27 straight points and win it 34-31. It's the eighth time the 49ers have made it to the Super Bowl. Meantime, heartbreak for the Lions fans, hoping their team would make it to their first ever.
Coming up, there's a new travel warning for a popular vacation destination. Why you should take extra caution if you're planning on visiting the Bahamas this year.
Plus, it remained a mystery for nearly a century, and now it might be solved. Coming up, the discovery one deep sea exploration company found that may tell us more about what happened to Amelia Earhart's plane.
And we had some mild weather over the weekend. We're back to feeling much more like January and February, of course, as we kick that off later this week. The wettest day will be Wednesday. I'll show you how much rain we can see coming up.
Welcome back on your Monday morning, time now 8:13, as you look over at live in Fenton and Cary. Beautiful blue skies. It is a little chilly out there this morning, but we are going to warm up nicely. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look all over town. Blue skies everywhere.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous, doesn't it? Goldsboro, we've got Apex in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, our newsroom there in Fayetteville. We had some cloud cover at the second half of the day yesterday. That colder air filtered in. You can see the cold front pushing way offshore at this point. Another disturbance here swinging through, bringing a few showers up to Virginia. And even though it's not showing up on radar, there have been some snow showers in the mountains with this system, and they'll likely see more of that on Wednesday when we see our best chance for rain this week. We'll see the low pressure system developing up around the Great Lakes and then diving southward. This is 5 p.m. on Tuesday. We'll see that rain rolling in by the morning commute on Wednesday, and it's out of here by the evening commute. So it'll be mostly a first half of the day kind of event, and the mountains look like they could have a few inches of snow possibly. High pressure builds in after that and brings us dry conditions into the weekend. Here's today. We'll kick it off, tomorrow at 5 o'clock and kind of roll through on our high resolution model so you can see in a little more detail the timing of this system. We'll pause it here at about five o'clock in the morning, a couple of isolated showers at that point. And then during the morning commute from the Triangle area westward would be the best chance of rain. But this looks like it really starts to fizzle out a bit during the afternoon. So it doesn't look like we're going to see a whole lot of rain out of this, probably a tenth of an inch to a quarter of an inch. So it'll be just some scattered showers in the morning, and then it looks like we'll dry out for the afternoon. Temperatures will be cooler, though, on Wednesday. We'll go from 55 today to 51 Tuesday to 48 on Wednesday, and then temperatures will rebound, looking at Friday being a nice day. It's always nice to have a good-looking day on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high of 60. Then no rain, but we see a drop in our temperature for Saturday and Sunday. The coldest morning of the week, likely to be 28 on Sunday. But temperatures otherwise this week will be in the 30s for highs and mostly 50s. Did I say 30s for highs?
Other way around.
30s for lows, 50s for highs, Brian.
It is 8:15, right? It's Monday. Let's take a look at traffic on the east side of Raleigh. We have a crash on 87 southbound between New Hope Road and 440. We still have some lanes blocked out here as they work to get this crash cleared. Traffic looks like it's getting around in just the left lane and maybe that far right lane or shoulder there. You see those heavy delays on 87 southbound beginning around the 540 interchange now. A 23-minute delay showing up overall from 64 Business out to 440. Consider using Knightdale Boulevard and Newbern Avenue as a better alternate route to get to 440. That should save you a little bit of time. Looking a little better on the camera at 85 out at NC 86 in Hillsboro. Those northbound lanes seeing some huge delays because of a crash just about a mile beyond the 86 interchange, heading out toward the 70 interchange in the Eno area. About a 40-minute delay still showing up on sensors, but again, with the camera view there shows traffic moving a little more freely, so we may be seeing a little bit of improvement. Some big delays to work through, though. If you're coming in from the Mebane area and through Eflin, you're going to run into heavy delays before you get to the 70 connector and before the 40 split there, so it's a mess heading out through Churton Street and 86. Again, taking 70 out to Eno might save you some time, but take take a look at those heavy delays that are building now on 70 eastbound. Need to plan plenty of extra time getting out of the Hillsborough area back toward Durham this morning. Looking a little better around Heritage High School with that earlier crash on Forestville Road at Foundation Drive. Not seeing the kind of delays we were seeing just a few minutes ago on the sensors.
House Republicans are moving forward with articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. This comes after an inquiry was launched against Mayorkas over the current state of illegal immigration in the U.S. The first article claims the secretary refused to comply with the law, specifically portions of the Immigration and Nationality Act. The second article argues that he breached public trust by making false statements and obstructing the oversight of the Department of Homeland Security. The committee will consider the articles tomorrow.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is opening up about her South Carolina home being the target of a swatting last month. That's when someone makes a fake emergency call, often reporting violence at a victim's home serious enough for a heavily armed SWAT team. Haley's saying on Meet the Press, her elderly parents were there when it happened.
The last thing you want is to see multiple law enforcement officials with guns drawn pointing at my parents and thinking that something happened. It is an awful situation.
On Saturday, House Republican Whip Tom Emmer said his Minnesota home was also swatted. He posted on social media that his family was targeted and thankfully no one was home at the time. Authorities say more and more it's people in public service that are targets.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, disgraced attorney and convicted killer Alec Murdoch will be back in a South Carolina courtroom today. Only this time, he won't be the center of attention. Actually, the jurors who convicted him of killing his wife and son will be questioned by a judge. The unusual hearing today is in response to allegations by Murdoch's attorneys that the clerk of court tampered with the jury last year. The clerk, Becky Hill, is also expected to be questioned by Murdoch's attorney. We'll continue to monitor this story for any new developments. Keep you updated here in the WREL Live Center as well as on air and online.
JetBlue Airways might be backing out of a deal to acquire Spirit Airlines. Friday, JetBlue said that it might reverse out of a $3.8 billion acquisition of Spirit Airlines after a federal judge blocked the deal. The announcement came just a week after JetBlue and Spirit said they would appeal the decision. JetBlue said the deal could be terminated after Sunday if certain conditions were not met. Spirit said in its own filing that it disagrees with JetBlue.
The U.S. State Department is issuing a new travel warning if you're headed to the Bahamas this year. The travel advisory was raised from level 1 to level 2 due to an uptick in murders and violence in the islands. Tourists are recommended to use increased caution there. The U.S. Embassy in the Bahamas says there have been 18 murders in the capital of Nassau within the first few weeks of 2024, and some in broad daylight.
There's always been an existing gang culture in the Bahamas and other Caribbean nations. But what's really noteworthy here is it's spilled over into the streets and is now affecting tourists.
So if you're planning a trip there, there's no need to cancel. Just focus on precautions. The State Department recommends not opening doors if you don't know who's on the other side. Don't physically resist robbery attempts. Enroll in emergency alerts and always have a safety plan.
The Biden administration is expected to award billions of dollars in subsidies to top semiconductor companies. The Wall Street Journal reports the announcements are aimed at helping to build new factories in the U.S. That will kickstart manufacturing of advanced semiconductors that power smartphones, artificial intelligence, and weapons systems. Announcements are likely to come before President Biden's State of the Union address on March 7th.
Today in Fayetteville, you can get your questions answered about Medicaid and the services it provides. There'll be a block party at the Cliffdale Christian Center on Cliffdale Road. You can get information about Medicaid benefits and the eligibility process. There will also be entertainment for the whole family, including a live band, arcade games, and free food. It is today from 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Officials in Wichita, Kansas are offering a reward for tips about who stole a statue of baseball great Jackie Robinson. A $2,500 reward is being offered for tips leading to the stolen statue, and there's also a $5,000 reward for the person who brings it back. League 42, a league named for the number 42 jersey worn by Robinson, planned a meeting with parents, players, and anyone who was interested to talk about the loss and try to come up with ideas on finding the statue. One council member called the actions horrendous and warned that authorities are watching.
New this morning, one of the greatest mysteries in American aviation may have been solved. We're talking about the disappearance of the famous aviator Amelia Earhart back in 1937. 2 months into her trip to be the first woman to fly around the world, Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, disappeared without a trace, July of 1937. Almost 90 years later now, Tony Romeo and his company, Deep Sea Vision, believe they have found Earhart's aircraft. The crew painstakingly scoured 6,000 square miles of the Pacific Ocean using advanced sonar technology. 3 months and $11 million later, Deep Sea Vision captured what it believes to be images that resemble the size and shape of Earhart's aircraft resting on the bottom of the Pacific.
It was just a surreal moment. And then there was kind of this somber element to it, because obviously two people passed away here. The thought crossed my mind, like, we're the first ones in whatever, 86 years, 87 years to see Amelia Earhart's aircraft. So it was incredible.
It's pretty cool. Romeo is a former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer and pilot. Other experts in the field of deep sea exploration say the location of this find is roughly correct, but clearer images are needed to be sure this is, in fact, Amelia Earhart's airplane. A driver's on the run this morning after crashing a vehicle into a Go Raleigh bus. What we know about the other people involved in the crash.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Monday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're tracking some major backups on I-87. Brian Schrader has a look at that. Brian.
Michelle, we got a crash between New Hope Road and 440 as you head out of Knightdale back toward Raleigh. Looks like we have the center lanes blocked there, and traffic is getting by in the left lane and the right lane. Also some activity on the right shoulder. Some big backups starting to form now between Smithfield Road and 540, and it extends all the way out to New Hope Road. About a 30-minute backup overall on 87 southbound coming out of Knightdale. Consider using New Bern Avenue as a better alternate route to get to 440 this morning. We'll take you to Hillsborough now for a look at 85 out at NC 86 on that northbound side. An earlier crash has been cleared. Still seeing about a 30-minute delay, though, as you head toward Durham.
It's a nice-looking morning out there. Temperatures are chilly, though. Clear skies in Wilson at 45. It's going to be a little breezy today. We could see gusts up to 20, 25 miles per hour around the middle of the day. Durham, 45, 45 in Fayetteville. And after a little bit of cloud cover this morning, skies have cleared out nicely. Of course, so you want to grab a coat or a jacket this morning. But tomorrow morning will be even colder. Walking the dog this afternoon feels pretty good in the low to mid-50s. This evening, temperatures will drop into the 40s by 6 o'clock.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson will meet with the Glenwood South Business Alliance today to talk about reducing crime in the area. The chief plans to talk about the crime reduction work, the new city noise ordinance, and more. That meeting starts at 7 o'clock. And Raleigh police are searching for a driver involved in a hit and run with a Go Raleigh bus. It happened last night on the intersection of Oak Road and Carolina Pines Avenue. One person on the bus had minor injuries. The other car involved ended up off the road and the driver left the scene. Police do not have a description. Next on Fox 50, a vigil happening tonight to honor the victims of a neighborhood shooting in Apex.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
News at 8:30. Two crashes creating some big delays. I'll show you how much time those crashes will add to your morning commute.
And it's a cool start, but looking beautiful with lots of sunshine. We're starting in the low to mid 40s. This is likely to be the warmest morning this week. I'll show you the colder temperatures coming up.
Today, business leaders in Glenwood South will meet with Raleigh police about rising crime. Just ahead, what new data shows about illegal guns in the area.
We'll bring you inside our WRL studio right now for 8:30. Right now, your Monday, I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. I hope you guys are having a good morning so far. No rain, beautiful blue skies. We'll take it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over Southern Pines. I mean, it doesn't get any more blue than that.
It's so pretty, isn't it? Very tempting to get out there and play golf. I know it had to have been pretty busy out here at Longleaf Golf and Family Club on Sunday morning when the temperatures felt so nice. But it turned colder in the afternoon, and now we're back to more normal feeling conditions. Right now it's 45 degrees, and the triangle, our wind is 7. It's coming out of the north northwest. So we're going to continue to get that feed of chilly air in for the bulk of the week. Our temperatures are in the low to mid 40s, mostly mid 40s. It's 41 in Roxborough and Southern Pines, but 45 in Durham, 44 in Goldsboro, 45 in Fayetteville right now. Our temperatures are a little cooler, of course, a good bit colder than they were this time yesterday. And it's a little breezy too. Our winds are out of the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Hour by hour, we climb on up into the mid 50s this afternoon, not too far from normal. Today and tomorrow should be nice and bright, but Wednesday will bring us our best chance for rain. I'll show you how much we could see coming up, Brian.
It is 8:32 right now. Again, two crashes creating some big delays this morning in the Triangle. We're going to start off on I-87 between New Hope Road and 440, where we still have this crash blocking the center lane there on that southbound side of 87. They have a tow truck with one of the vehicles loaded up there, so this should get cleared fairly quickly, but we are seeing some heavy delays on 87 southbound heading out of Knightdale back toward Raleigh. Looks like it's slow in two spots. One area right around the Smithfield Road interchange, then it slows down again around 540 and remains backed up, crawling along there out toward the New Hope Road area. About a 30-minute delay overall. Consider using 64 Business or Newburn Avenue as a better alternate route. Going to take you out to Hillsboro with that live camera at 85 near NC 86. There's a crash about a mile down 85 northbound from the 86 interchange. A little while ago, it looked like traffic was flowing a little more freely out there, but it looks like it's backed up again. We're looking at a delay of between 30 and 40 minutes as you head away from the 40 split in Hillsboro out toward Durham. That doesn't tell the whole story, though, because that only measures this part of the delay. If you come back toward the central and western parts of Orange County on 85 northbound, the backups begin just outside of Mebane through Eflin. So if you're coming in from Mebane this morning, use 70 into Hillsboro. You're going to run into delays on 70 eastbound approaching 85 out there at Eno, but that may be the best option for you if you're trying to get into Durham this morning. And it looks like they have cleared this crash finally in Wake Forest at Forestville Road at Foundation Drive. I'll have another update coming up in a few minutes.
With breaking news we are following, as several school bus routes in Durham Public Schools will not be running today because of ongoing staffing challenges there. Five routes on the Northern Division, four in the Southwest Division, and one in the Southeast Division will not run this morning or this afternoon. You can see the list of those routes on your screen. The school district is asking parents to find alternate ways to get their kids to and from school today. Also new this morning, we're learning Durham Public Schools has named a new acting CFO. DPS officials say Sierra Ojido will take over the role starting tomorrow. CFO Paul LeSueur handed in his resignation Friday after 13 years on the job. It was at the end of a chaotic week for the district as employees rallied over ongoing salary problems. There's an investigation underway to figure out how the district got to this point.
Leaders and community members in Apex are honoring the lives of two women who were killed in a neighborhood there. As WRL's Laura Levine explains, this is just one of the ways the victims are being remembered.
Tonight, the town of Apex will light that water tower on Hunter Street purple to show that symbolic color of healing. I spoke with Mayor Jock Gilbert, and he tells me it was really the community who encouraged these next steps to support the families. They're going to gather here at Town Hall, many people wanting to come together to remember the two lives cut short. 69-year-old Nancy Taylor and 37-year-old Gabrielle Raymond were gunned down in their neighborhood. After this unspeakable tragedy, Apex Town Council held a moment of silence at last week's meeting. Mayor Gilbert tells me tonight's vigil was organized by the police department as well. The mayor, police chief Jason Armstrong, and a spokesperson from both families will share remarks.
Apex is all about unity, and not just, you know, during times that we can celebrate things, but when there's moments of uncertainty, it's crucial that we come together. No one needs to be isolated. We need to take steps together in healing. And this is an opportunity to do that.
The suspect, Harry Hardman, will be back in court on Monday, February 5th. As we know, he did live in the same neighborhood as the victims. The vigil begins at 5:15 tonight. Laura Levine, WREL News in Apex.
This morning, police are searching for a driver they say hit a Go Raleigh bus. It happened last night at the intersection of Oak Road and Carolina Pines Avenue. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. You can see the damage to the front of the Go Raleigh bus and the windshield. Someone was taken off the bus and put into an ambulance. Raleigh police say that person had minor injuries. The other car involved ended up off the road and the driver left the scene. Police don't have a clear description of that driver yet.
Raleigh leaders continue to work to reduce crime downtown, and today we'll get an update on how some new safety measures are working in the Glenwood South area and solutions moving forward. WRL's Kelsey Confey explains business leaders there want to see change.
It's no secret that crime is up here in Glenwood South, and today the Raleigh Police Chief will meet with the Glenwood South Business Alliance to talk about potential solutions. But let's put this increase in crime into perspective. The city released new data from Raleigh Police. It shows police seized 61 illegal guns from October to December last year, almost triple the amount of guns seized during the same time period in 2022. That data only includes guns seized in Glenwood South, no other areas in Raleigh. Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson will further break down these numbers today. She's working with the Business Alliance to find new ways to prevent crime and increase safety measures. We'll keep you updated on what comes out of this meeting, but it will be closed to the public. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Chief Patterson will also talk about efforts to reduce noise in the area. Starting Saturday, fines for noise ordinance violations in the city will more than double, going from $100 for a first offense to $250. City Council voted to make that change earlier this month. It comes after people who live in and around Glenwood South complained about loud music and nightlife, but the ordinance applies citywide.
For the first time since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, three U.S. service members have been killed. It happened yesterday during a drone attack at an outpost in Jordan. More than 30 others were hurt. President Biden is speaking out, blaming Iran-backed militants and saying that we will respond. We don't yet know who was killed as we wait for the families to be notified. U.S. Central Command says eight of the injured people were evacuated to receive higher-level care and are stable. And this morning on Today, the latest on the deadly attack on American troops in the Middle East and the U.S. response. The Today Show is airing on WREL.
One of the four teens killed in a Johnston County crash last week will be laid to rest today. A funeral is happening at the Bridge Church in Smithfield for Samaj Williams. A visitation was held yesterday for Williams at the Sanders Funeral Home Chapel. There was a funeral service for one of the other victims, Freddie Saris, on Friday. Freddie and Samaj died early Monday morning in a high-speed crash on I-95 a week ago, and Alan Lockamy and Christopher Jackson were also killed in that single-vehicle crash. Nearly a year after a woman was killed by a hit-and-run driver in Durham, her family is still looking for answers. 45-year-old Tashia Gurley was hit by a driver who did not stop while she was walking home from work on Liberty Street. She died from her injuries. Durham police have said they've made no progress in this case. It's one of three hit-and-run cases in 2023 that remain unsolved. A vigil for closure and justice is scheduled for February 24th on Liberty Street. Durham police is asking anyone with information regarding this case to give them a call.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, an update on the health of King Charles following prostate surgery. Take a look at video of that we obtained right here in the WREL Live Center of King Charles arriving at the hospital over the weekend. A source says he's set to be doing well after surgery on Friday to address an enlarged prostate. There you saw smiling Queen Camilla leaving the clinic after visiting her husband. Buckingham Palace issued a statement saying His Royal Highness is thankful for the outpouring of support and the positive effect his diagnosis is having on public health awareness. By the way, his daughter-in-law, Princess Kate, was released from this same hospital following abdominal surgery.
Glad to hear he is doing well. Thanks, Ken. Part of I-40 in Johnston County will be closed tonight and tomorrow night. I-40 West will close at the U.S. 70 Clayton Bypass for several hours so crews can work on a bridge there. The road will close starting at 10 o'clock tonight and will reopen at 5 a.m. Drivers will take a detour at exit 312 as needed. The work is part of the project to complete I-40.
Matchup for Super Bowl 58 is all set in Las Vegas. The teams are pretty familiar to this setting. Fans of recent Super Bowls will know that. Kansas City Chiefs take on the San Francisco 49ers. It is a rematch of the 2020 Super Bowl game. The Chiefs took down the top-seeded Baltimore Ravens 17-10 in the AFC title. The defending champs will go to their fourth Super Bowl in the last 5 years. Over in the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers managed to come back and outlasting the Detroit Lions 34-31 to win the NFC championship. It's their second trip to the big game in the last 5 years. The Super Bowl is played Sunday, February 11th. A California woman searching for her beloved dog after it was stolen at a grocery store. And just ahead, the terrifying moments one woman went through trying to save that dog from dog nappers. It's all caught on camera.
Plus, as Americans get older, the divorce rate is getting higher. Coming up, what a new study shows about how men and women ages 55 and older are coping with divorce.
Is the time right now as we give you this live look at Lake Gaston. Beautiful blue skies there. You can tell it's a little breezy, though, as the ripples in that water are headed our way. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center with the rest of the weather that's headed our way. You have some wind there in Roxboro.
Yeah, take a look at this. I think the flags are whipping around there. They were whipping around a little bit more a few minutes ago, really. But you can see the trees swaying in the breeze. We're going to see winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour coming out of the northwest. Today's going to make it feel chilly, but it's gorgeous. We're looking at lots of sunshine. Mid-40s around the triangle right now. We'll see highs this afternoon in the mid-50s. So feeling like January again instead of the warm temperatures we saw over the weekend. It's 41 in Roxboro and in Southern Pines, but elsewhere, we're sitting at 45 to 46 degrees. Our temperatures, for the most part, are 15 to 20 degrees colder than this time yesterday, except up in Roxboro and South Hill, where there was a colder start this yesterday morning. Our wind speed right now, steady out of the northwest at about 5 to 10. Earlier this morning, we had some gusts in Fayetteville, 20 to 25, and we'll see that on and off as we get through the day today. This is a look at our futurecast wind gusts. So around lunchtime, we're gusting 20 to 25 pretty consistently across the area. But then once we get to the evening commute time, those winds begin to die down a bit. And once we hit sunset, should die down a good bit. Around town today, 55 in Raleigh, 52 in Durham, and 57 in Fayetteville. So very close to normal. We'll take a look at our futurecast winds, and you can see those winds coming right out of the northwest. Those blue arrows ushering in some cooler air. We started to feel it yesterday afternoon, and we'll continue to feel it for most of this week. This map shows where temperatures are below normal in blue and above normal in yellow and oranges. Notice we're just kind of trading it back and forth a little bit for this week. For the most part, temperatures will be at or below normal. We have some colder mornings ahead. 32 is our normal low. We'll see 32 tomorrow morning. Wednesday, it's significant that we'll be at 38 instead of 32. We're going to see some showers first thing Wednesday morning, but it looks like we'll be too warm for anything frozen. Thursday morning, sitting at 36. Our normal high is 53, so we're just a little above that today, just a little below it tomorrow. Wednesday, when we see some showers, we'll keep it in the upper 40s, but then we jump to 60 on Friday. We are looking at below normal temperatures potentially, though, for the first week of February. So we don't have any big warm-up coming up like we saw this past weekend, at least for the next week or so. We will see some temperatures maybe close to 60. You can see that on Friday. Friday looks nice. We have some colder air that arrives for the weekend, especially in the morning. Look at that Sunday morning, 28, Brian.
Elizabeth, want to update you about these two crashes that we are following in the triangle with some big backups. First of all, in Hillsboro, 85 out at 86 on that northbound side. Still have that crash about a mile beyond the 86 interchange. It looks like traffic is flowing a little more freely, but it's going to take a while for things to get back to normal out there. Take a look at this. On 85 northbound from Mebane to I-40 there in Hillsboro, it's a 24-minute delay, and then another 30 to 40-minute delay from Hillsboro to Durham on 85 northbound. If you can pick up 85 northbound from 70 over in the Eno area, you're on the other side of those delays, but the problem is that 70 eastbound is getting badly backed up, and I just looked at alternate routes, and if you're coming in from Mebane and Eflin, trying to get to Durham, sticking with 85 northbound, unfortunately, is the best option you have right now. You're just going to be stuck in traffic for a long time this morning. Also want to check in on the east side of Raleigh, 87 southbound at New Hope Road. Good news here, they've moved everything to the right shoulder, but we're still seeing some delays as you come in from Knightdale this morning. About a 10-minute backup, especially between 540 and 440.
All right, thanks, Brian. A new campaign effort by President Biden is looking to unite him, his predecessors, and the Democratic Party. It would be a first-of-its-kind fundraiser that will allow three Democratic presidents, Biden, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama, to appear together at an event this spring. That's according to sources familiar with the discussions. Right now, they're trying to coordinate the president's schedules. No date has been set yet, but sources say it would likely be sometime in March or April.
An NC State student is raising money to help fight overdoses on campus. This after two students she knew fatally overdosed last year. Alyssa Price is a sophomore. She says she lost two friends to overdoses and wanted to do something to help save others. That's why she is raising money to provide Narcan for free to students. It's a medicine that reverses opioid overdoses. The university has increased resources after last year's tragedies. Price says this is one area she felt she could do more.
they created a bunch of preventative measures last year, but we did not have the part that was what if it happened. And so this is what if it happened, and it's a like primary response before the first responders come.
NC State Prevention Services does provide free Narcan kits to any campus community member if requested. The university says it has distributed 744 of those kits over the last 2 years.
USA Hockey is now requiring neck protection for all players under the age of 18. It comes after a pro player in England died after an opposing player's skate blade cut his neck during a game. The new rule requiring neck laceration protection will be enforced in games and practices and for on-ice officials as well. This replaces a long-standing recommendation for neck laceration protection, as well as cut-resistant socks, sleeves, or undergarments. The new rule takes effect in August.
If you started dieting in the new year, it's important to make sure you're drinking enough water. Not only can it help with weight loss, but experts say it is vital for our overall health. Dietitians say that not drinking enough water can lead to feeling tired, lightheaded, dizziness, or headaches. You may also notice you aren't urinating as often. You have a dry mouth, sugar cravings, or hunger pangs. To help stay hydrated, dietitians suggest carrying a water bottle with you wherever you go. If you're not a big fan of drinking just plain water, you can always add some flavor to it with fruit, vegetables, or even herbs.
The biotech company 23andMe is facing a class action lawsuit. The suit accuses the company of failing to notify customers whose personal information was sold on the dark web. The suit was filed after the company notified the California Attorney General's office that it was hacked from late April through September of 2023.
More Americans age 55 and over are going through gray divorce. Federal data shows more Americans over the age of 55 are getting divorces, a rate that has doubled since 1990. Both men and women experience financial declines when they divorce later in life. Standards of living for men fall off by 21%, and for a woman, they drop even steeper by 45%. Researchers say women are more likely to file for divorce first.
What would you do to rescue a pet? This California woman risked her life to try and rescue her dog that was stolen. Take a look at this. A man in downtown L.A. caught the video of dog owner Ali Zacharias clinging to the hood of a car trying to save her dog. Look at her there. Her dog Onyx had just been stolen from under a lunch table at Whole Foods. Ali says that she was not willing to let him go, so she tried to confront the dog nappers.
My last resort was to stand in front of the car and tell them not to go, and they drove right into me, and it pushed me onto the hood, and I just wasn't going to leave the car at that point, and I held on, and they took off.
How scary. She says that she's grateful for the man who shot the video because people want to help. She also says she doesn't want to press charges as long as she gets her dog back.
Wow. Part of an interstate was shut down after a trailer carrying zoo animals caught on fire in Indiana over the weekend. The Grant County Sheriff's Office shared these pictures on social media. It shows the officers with the animals, including camels and zebras. Officials say the animals were from a circus in Fort Wayne. All the animals were rescued safely, and officers even gave them some hay to snack on. Your chicken wings and buffalo chicken dip may have some competition this year for Super Bowl snacks. Cheetos announced it would be dropping the new crunchy buffalo flavor. Doritos also launched new flavors this month just in time for the big game. The new Dynamita chips featured tastes like flaming hot queso, hot honey mustard, smoky chili queso, and tangy fiery lime. But unlike normal Doritos, these Dynamita Doritos are rolled up instead of flat.
I like that.
Interesting.
All right, Jeff, what about this? A Missouri bakery showing support for one of the Kelsey brothers. Eileen's Cookies has made this cookie cake that features Jason Kelsey with his shirt off. The inspiration came after seeing how Jason celebrated brother Travis scoring a Chiefs touchdown against the Buffalo Bills 2 weeks ago. The store owner did drop off some cookies as well as a Jason Kelsey cookie cake for the team as well. It's iconic now. That look, that shirtless look.
Only matter of time.
Yeah. All right, before we go to break, here's your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.